Listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Hello, and welcome back to DMTF season. It's season four. I looked it up. We're in the fourth Hatha season of DMTF. Episode 49, but let's call it 4-1. Joining me today is our host from Canada, Patrick, who's hosting the meeting. That's why I call him the host.
Hello. I'm hosting the Zoom room, but that's as far as it goes today. Hello, everyone.
Simon.
Hello. Here in sunny Sussex.
Sunny Sussex. I'm working in advertising now. Tourist board of West Sussex.
No, don't come to Sussex. There's too many cars already.
I thought you were going to say that there are too many COVID cases already.
Well, probably that too.
Also that, yeah.
Oh, did you see the banner in the Union Stadium?
Yeah. Jesus, what a bunch of idiots. What does it say? It said, like, no more restrictions, full stadiums or something?
Restrictions, full stadium, full life.
Yes.
Or death, as the case may be.
Yeah. What a bunch of idiots. In the comments, I saw someone say, Querdenker FC. I thought it was a good one.
But I think they're already cheating, because officially they would now be down to, because the incidence is over 30 or over 35, they now would have to have half the capacity, but they're already getting more. And you can guess what party the health secretary of Köpenick is from.
Of course. Yeah. Jesus.
Welcome to our Union podcast. Does anybody of you want to say something about the end of last season?
Is there like a vaccine that could make us forget last season? I'll take that one.
I mean, when I was writing this this article for the forum, I was like, oh shit, that happened. Oh, and that happened. That happened too. Oh fuck, and then that happened.
Yeah, that was horrible. And by the way, speaking of last season, apologies for not having an end of season review episode. I guess no one was up to it. So sorry. I mean, what was there to say, honestly? It was a shit show from A to Z.
We survived in the top flight, and yeah,
that's what matters, basically.
All thanks to the Flutschfinger.
Yes.
Know that story?
Maybe we're not thinking of the same thing, but go ahead.
Flutschfinger is an ice cream, it looks like a hand with a index finger, and it's called Flutschfinger. And it's an ice cream. And at some point, somebody said that one day Nico said, I'm going to start eating ice cream so we can win some games. And then they kept winning games. So Nico always ate that ice cream, and everybody in the group checked on him to have enough ice cream at his place. I think Ines once offered to bring him ice cream, the Flutschfinger. And then when Hertha was rescued and Cologne was in the relegation matches, Nico promised to do it for them too. The first game he forgot and they lost the match. The second one he didn't forget and they won the match.
Nice.
In the block, they stayed in. So Flutschfinger is officially team member now.
Well done.
Has he got a Hertha shirt number that it has to wear on the ice cream?
Oh, we get him one.
You could mark it on the back.
Flutschfinger. It's a bit too long, I think. Flutschfinger. You want to talk about the new shirts?
Please.
Something nice and easy.
Well, I mean, I'm not crazy about the sponsor. Better than Teddy, but it's
better,
like,
better at home. It's better than that too.
Oh, yes, yes. Hell yeah.
Better than Home Day.
Yes, also. Yeah, I mean, for a capital club, we've been really shit when it comes to sponsors, right? Since Deutsche Bahn has been downhill.
Yeah.
But Deutsche Bahn is great. It's a great logo. It's a great brand.
Yes. And it can also mean douchebag, DB. So, you know, also convenient sometimes. Yannis face palming.
It's going to be a long afternoon.
Yeah. Welcome to the new season.
But did you see the video spot for the new jerseys?
I didn't.
But guys, you have to participate.
Are you talking about the t-shirts or the... No, it's just that there were videos around for, you know, so you could have a t-shirt with Charlottenburg or Wedding or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No. I saw that, yes.
I mean, some of those
look quite nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to buy one. Mm. But at first they had there was something wrong in the shop, and the Tempelhof one showed the Charlottenburg picture.
What?
Whoops.
Yeah, but they fixed it later. It's actually pretty nice. It's Ullstein House.
Mm.
It's a very old building right next to Tempelhofer Hafen.
Yeah.
Where Ullstein Verlag is and everything. It has owls and everything. It looks a bit Gotham City-like, but...
Yes, it does. It does, actually, yeah.
No, nice. With the spots, I was talking about the uniforms. And there was this... Everybody was freaking out about it because it was very... Okay, it's not totally geared too much towards your demographic. You haven't seen it? Go watch it now. I'll talk and you can watch it.
No. We are recording right now. Let's focus.
Yes. Don't go. I just got off and watched an episode of I don't know, Star Trek.
It's dance music. Dun, dun, dun. And then you see it's a bit like an equalizer on a...
Yeah, and people can't see you doing gestures with your hands. I just thought I'd mention that.
So you have to tell them what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. He's waving his hands up and down. It looks like he's testing out a mattress at the moment. Yeah, up and down, up and down. Oh, now he's fanning his armpits because it's quite hot in Berlin.
Welcome to the new season.
I have to go. Okay, the new jerseys. Opinions on the home kit?
Sorry, how long will the sponsor be? Is it for this season only?
Hang on, I'll check.
It doesn't matter. We will know next season, I guess.
I think Auto Hero is a new company.
Is it?
Because they basically do what others do. They appraise your car, and then they give you a new used car.
Huh? Okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay. But the home shirt itself, ignoring the sponsor, is all right. But I'm not going to get excited about it, I don't think, really. It is a bit different from past. It's not just... blue and white stripes. I'm not going to get carried away by it, personally.
Two seasons. With
an
option for a third year.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, apart from the Deutsche Bahn, it's the least obnoxious sponsor.
Yeah.
That's true.
They agreed to change the colors. Because remember how bad Teddy looked with the blue that didn't match with the other blue?
Yeah. Yes, it did.
Yeah, that always makes a big difference when the logo can, when they can tweak the colors of the sponsor according to the rest of the shirt. That helps.
Like Dortmund, they switched to black and white. 1&1, now Jonas, it's a telecommunications company. And for Dortmund had 47 different shirts last season, one for... playing on Tuesday night.
That's how they do their finances, by getting people to buy 47 different shirts.
Yeah.
That's a cunning move.
So, Simon, you haven't ordered a shirt yet?
No, I haven't. I've spent more than enough on tickets, thank you very much.
Oh, that was so nice. Want to talk about it, Simon? Or
I don't know what's going on, really. I just bought my ticket, but...
Hang on.
A friend in low places has friends in high places, so he managed to wangle it. So here we go.
And the winner is...
Jan is now holding up an envelope, dear listener. Now he's looking very pleased with himself, and he's just opening up, looks like a birthday card, except for it's got a season ticket in it. Awesome. Nice. So, yes, we've got one each, so...
It's two. It's yours and hers. I'll leave it closed.
Just a matter of getting to Berlin without being sort of quarantined or shot or anything. So,
why don't you buy one of these tiny submarines and then...
What?
I'll pick you up in Kiel.
Yes. Sneak in through the Baltic. Just got to get through. Just got to get through the submarine nets and things by Copenhagen, and then I'll be away.
How about parachuting?
Also an option.
Do a halo jump over Berlin and just drop straight down into my seat in the stadium. There you go.
So do we know for sure if all tickets are matched with a specific name? Or, like, will people be able to sell their tickets or transfer them?
Usually, your ticket has your name, and they are not transferable, but Hertha opened up a second market for tickets where you can't be there, but I've never used that. And apart from that, people would just look. If you enter the stadium, it just scans if it's valid. Doesn't care about anything else. And then when you enter your block, they only look at the block that you're in the right section, and that's all they do.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the new one. I'm also not sure if I can take
it. I thought that might be different with this season because of things being like they are.
But you have 25,000 people at a game. Do you think they're going to check every single person? I don't think they will.
I don't know. If you tried to go in there with the season tickets that said you were called Sandra, they might.
I don't like that name.
Well, it was the first name that popped into my head.
You know what? I will ask my friends in high places through back channels, and I'll let you know.
Okay, then.
All right. Sounds good.
See, I remember where I'm coming from. How about the away? I love the away shirt, and I'm getting both.
Wow, Mr. Really? Moneybags over there.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, can you throw me some work?
It's been slow for me as well, to be honest.
Eh? Is it?
Yeah.
I thought translation is always working.
Last year was busier than usual, but this year, not as much for some reason. But I just looked at the away shirt. I wasn't sure at first, but I like it after all.
Yeah, it's good. The sponsor logo is a bit sort of in your face, but I guess that's the idea, I suppose. But the shirt itself is nice, yeah. Quite often the away shirt looks better than the home one.
Oh, and then I watched the last two press conferences. On the first one, it's always the guy, Alexander Jung. No, not Alexander Jung. But the guy, you know, the press guy, and then there's Dardai, and usually now there's Arne Friedrich. And the second to last, the one before the cup match, they all had, there all of a sudden was this dummy with the away shirt standing right next to them. It looked so crazy. Like somebody made a mistake with graphics and it ended up there. And then the last one, they were all three wearing that shirt from Charlottenburg. You know, the had a, just I think 2 days ago, 3 days ago, they brought out these Bezirk shirts, the district on it. Yeah. And they're pretty nice. Yeah, especially when you consider what happened. Sorry.
So, some of them look better than others, don't they? They're different sort of districts. Yeah. But Charlottenburg looked okay. I wasn't quite so sure about Wilmersdorf, but hey.
I just noticed that the away shirt has a V-neck. I don't like V-necks. I would rather have like a round neck. Mm. You know? Because it's odd, because the home shirt has a round neck and the away shirt has a V-neck. So I don't get it, but
I'm checking too.
But no,
definitely he'd have a V. Personally, I prefer a V, and I like a collar even better. But you don't really get those very often, don't they?
Collars are nice. Mm. That's true, and the home shirt. What was the comparison that was made?
That's not a V-neck. A V-neck goes all the way down to your. That's not a V-neck. This is a very special kind of collar.
Yeah, but like technically it's a V-neck.
Yeah, it's a shallow V, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. You're both V-necks.
No, they're not.
Getting it all. And the third kit is also nice, I think.
Yes.
Which one's that?
Let me find
it. Just the red.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Duh, I missed it somehow. All right, so yeah, let's stop Googling while recording. This is amateur hour otherwise. Okay, so do we talk about who's in, who's out?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you who's out, who's in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, I just need to open my page. Okay.
Take a breath, Jan. Keep it slow.
Departed. Although, I mean, not at the club anymore, not departed.
Gone.
Sammy Kedira and his deceased. Career.
Mortified, forever bereaved.
Much to the chagrin of Arne Friedrich and Pal Dardai. Then Omar Alderete was loaned out to Valencia in Spain, and mm-hmm. they have an option to buy, as far as I know. And now you all have to be very, very, very strong. Matthew Leckie left us.
Oh.
Went back home to Melbourne City. And then I think...
he just couldn't live without kangaroo burgers. That's what it was.
I mean, it's not much of a difference for Hertha. I mean, he scored 3 goals and... he always played okay, and then there was an international break, and he traveled 40,000 miles to play 15 minutes, and then he came back and was injured. So
that happened a lot. Yeah,
not
the next
ideal.
One on my list is the most surprising departure, which is Yohan Córdoba. Did you see that coming?
Nope,
not really. No,
and that's I think everyone was caught by surprise.
I mean, but then if you can get 20 million for a player you played 15 for, and since then he scored 7 goals, that's pretty neat. Also, Freddy Bobic, the new managing director of sports.
He left already?
What?
Shit, that was quick even for Hertha.
Yeah. And he didn't even play.
Oh, no.
It was like a couple months then, fuck this, I'm out of here.
About the Córdoba transfer. Freddy Bobic said, he said that he only wants people at the club who are fully invested and everybody else can go.
Okay, so that probably explains a few departures. Recent ones, the young players, especially.
I'm surprised we got a team.
Then we have Eduard Löwen. You might know him from the 2 games he played for Hertha. He was loaned out to newly promoted Bochum. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he a mascot? Didn't he sort of come out in a lion suit or something? Or at halftime?
But Bochum doesn't have a lion.
So.
He was one of the 3 lions for England during the Euros.
It's the one at the bottom.
Oh, power bottom.
Almost done. Come on, people.
Jan just about manages to get his face out from behind his hand now.
Then we have club legend Jessic Nankam.
Mm-hmm.
He was loaned out to Greuther Fürth.
Yeah. That was a bit of a surprise as well, I think. For me, anyway.
Yeah, but I mean... at the time that they announced that move, they still had Córdoba, Piontek, Selke, Redan is also there. Yeah, so you have 4 strikers, and then that's not even counting Cunha and Luke Bakio and blah, blah, blah. So you have lots of people. But he is a machine. I saw him almost kill an opponent with a shot. He came in under 23s when he was 19 years old. He was subbed in the second half. He got the first ball and he shot on the goal from, I don't think, 25 meters out. And the fullback, he fell over and he had to be carried off the field. He's a monster.
Wow. But,
but unfortunately, I think a day or two after they announced that he was loaned out, he tore his ACL and has already been, he had surgery, and he's going to be back in the second half of the season if he's lucky.
Yeah, I mean, an ACL, if you want to get back to full fitness, it's almost a full season, maybe more. Yeah. So, yeah, that sucks.
And then we have Guendouzi and Radonjic, who are both now at Marseille? No. Where's Radonjic?
Guendouzi is definitely back in Marseille, but Radonjic, isn't he in Lille now? I'm not sure.
Something French.
Lille or Bordeaux. Anyway, but there was talk of bringing back Radonjic, but did it turn out to be anything? Or
well, no, it's, I mean, I'm so stupid. I go on these on the forum of transfermarkt.de, where
Bad
you get
idea.
All the yeah, and
it's time on your hands.
And then somebody always posts, okay, this French newspaper said this, and then this German said this, and then this person said this, and basically what you could do, you could just set an alarm clock for the 31st of August and then talk about what really happened. Speaking of which, we are at the end of that part. Then we have
rivals.
People. Oh, see, my list is not current anymore. Davy Selke came back from Werder Bremen because they got relegated.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis Jastrzemski came back from Waldhof Mannheim. He was loaned out to Paderborn, was recalled from there, and then he went to Waldhof Mannheim. I think it's a third-tier team, didn't play much wherever. And then we have, hang on, I need to make a mental note on my...
Radonjic is also at Marseille. I checked it. I just checked. Yeah.
Okay, so Hertha got Boateng from Monza in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bought Jovetic. But I mean, they got Boateng and Jovetic for free.
Yes.
Because both contracts were up and they just came back. Talk about that in a second when we're done with all the transfers. And then Hertha bought Suat Serda for 8 million from Schalke.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good investment. And that's the list. Is that all? It's only one.
So.
No. No, of course not. Arne Meyer, who just came back from Bielefeld, went to the Champions League club FC Augsburg.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to the stadium. It's smaller than IKEA.
All right.
And it's really tiny. It's somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And then there's these huge parking lots. But there's one bridge and every car has to cross that little one bridge, which is only one way. So it takes you about an hour to even leave the...
Oh, sounds a nightmare.
Sounds like an Allianz Arena in Munich.
Munich was nice. And yeah, so Meyer's out. And if he plays 25 matches for them, they have to buy him.
Okay.
And, oh, no. If he starts 25 matches, I think that's... I'm not sure. I heard two versions. One is that he has to play 25. One is he has to start 25. And then in return, Hertha got... What's his name? Richter. Something Richter. Marco Richter.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah, and as I said in the chat earlier, he scored 4 goals and 5 assists last season, which is more than... Arne Meyer did his entire career at Hertha BSC. So, or his entire Bundesliga for that matter. I just want him out of here. Ah.
Well, your wish has been granted.
Yeah.
I mean, what's with him, huh?
For the listeners, Jan was grimacing for about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like you were having a seizure almost.
No. It's my, The Godfather.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks for the...
We missed out the hand gesture, sort of.
Yes.
It's difficult to describe, really. It's like he's, I don't know, tossing a pancake without a, without a frying pan.
There you go.
There's one missing. Luca Netz.
Well, he's gone, though.
Yeah.
Okay,
but yeah. Departures,
yes.
Yeah.
I forgot where.
Sorry?
Netz, where is he now?
Gladbach.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Okay, all right.
Gladbach.
Didn't play. Not going to
play yesterday. Well, yeah, probably not.
One of the journalists from Morgenpost, he said that the whole Netz deal gives him very strong Jani Regesel vibes. Remember him?
Yes.
He played 3 games and then in the winter he asked for more playing time. And then he left for, I think, Frankfurt, played about half a game there. And then I think now he is off the market.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's selling carpets now.
Yeah, that sucks. So yeah,
it's a very honorable profession to sell carpets.
It's an honorable profession. Nothing wrong with that.
Is there any conclusion that we should draw from all those young players departing or leaving?
Maya never even came close to fulfilling his potential. He played a lot under Dardai. He played well, but he didn't play as good as he did. I mean, I think he won the some DFB Youth Player Gold Medal twice.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember he scored one assist against Hamburg to Kalou. Boom. That's it. That's the only thing he did. And then I remember some balls approaching the goal. Boom. I don't like him. I want him gone. And as you know, I have friends in high places now.
Well, yeah, you want him gone, but not gone.
No. You don't want him waking up with a horse head next to him in bed.
I would put some concrete on his foot and then we go swimming.
Yeah.
No, wow. Anna Meyer, bust. I mean, he always ran away from competition. I think Klinsmann told him in no unclear words that he doesn't want him. And then he left. And now he has a chance to stay. And he had two choices. He had the choice to come back and play. I think, didn't he play the under 21? I'm not sure. But then he had the chance to come back for the entire training camp and everything. But he didn't. He went to Olympia. And now he leaves. I mean, I want him gone. And Luka Netz, that was a bit of a... he said he left because he wants to play more. But then Bobic, in very, very, very... I mean, he was very... I mean, even Bobic saying something like that, what I'm going to tell you in a few seconds, it's really telling. He said something like, okay, we made this guy an offer. An offer he can't refuse. No, an offer that...
He could refuse.
And she did.
An offer
and he did.
An offer that is a good offer for a guy of his age and his potential. By the way, Marton Dardai got the same offer and he gladly took it. And so basically what they're saying is that he's leaving because he wants more money. I don't think the situation in Gladbach is better. And the only thing you could say is that the other left back, Benze Baini, is injured right now. But then there's another guy nobody had, and people were thinking about if he would start the first game, but he didn't because there's another guy called Scally. I think he's from England or somewhere. I don't know. I have to check. And yeah, I don't think Netz is going to play a lot. Samardzic is now in the Serie B.
Yeah, he went to Udinese, I think.
Yeah, but before he went to Fizzy Pop.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Shit, I forgot about that. Okay.
Yeah, so, and then there's rumors, Bild had rumors about Toruna Riga wanting to leave.
Yep, I heard that too. Is there any truth to that, or?
I don't know. I haven't talked to my friends in high places yet, but I don't think so. The only problem is that Toruna Riga has been around longer than, I mean, you had Plattenhardt, then Mittelstädt came, and then he was in the same, about the same time. And he's been injured a lot. There were always some problems. He couldn't play for certain reasons. And then they kept buying players that were more expensive than him. So you have to play those players. Otherwise, your whole investment goes to shit. And I think he could still play. If I had any say in it, I would have my fullbacks would not. I would put Stark somewhere else or leave him on the bench or whatever. And I would just... I would play Dardai on the left and then Toruna Riga right next to him.
Okay.
Perfect. Period.
You need to get on the phone right now, Jan, and tell your friends in high places. Just
Ingo. I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you later. I don't care. Sorry.
There you go.
Ingo, something about Pal, I don't know. Okay. No, but Bobic says, okay, I want to play with players who want to be here. And if somebody wants to leave, then they have to leave, which I think is okay. I mean, do you remember how Lazaro, or especially Mitchell Weiser played towards the end of their tenure at Hertha BSC. Mm. Oh, I was looking at the feed of the podcast. I was looking for episodes, and we had one that was called La La La, Six Goals and a Least Valuable Player. And I remember,
I remember that one.
Wasn't it the one we recorded at the apartment of your friend?
I think so.
Because whenever I drive around them, I always says, oh, this is where Patrick lives.
Yeah. Or used to.
For a while, anyway.
So. Yeah. Looking forward to being back.
Yeah, so Nets. Yeah, the problem with Nets. Look, at Hertha, you would have Plattenhardt and Mittelstädt as his direct competition. And you can't tell me that. I mean, I would put Mittelstädt further to the front as a left winger. And Plattenhardt only has one leg. So what do you expect?
It's remarkable he gets to play at all with only one leg. It's all part of Hertha's inclusive philosophy.
We don't look at the number of legs.
No.
Everyone's in.
Everyone's treated the same.
Yeah, whether you can play or not.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the three incoming players, Boateng, Serda, and Jovetic.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to join, or am I the only guy talking?
No,
you're doing very well, Jan.
Yep, and actually, I have an entire section about the new players, actually. But, I mean, since I know nothing about technical aspects, I made anagrams out of their names. So,
go ahead,
do you guys want to know more? All right. Okay. Okay, so the woke brigade will not like this one. So, Suat Serdar, I have Retards USA. And I have also Dear U.S. Tsar. So, you know, that's...
the entire names. Okay, I thought, no. I thought you would make alliterations, like Suat Serdar, the strongest striker from Schalke.
I guess I could have. But, you know, where's the fun in that?
You know, Ask Me Another from NPR?
Okay.
Because they anagram their names, so they change the names around.
Mm-hmm.
So my name is Ophira Eisenberg. Also spells fire hazard.
Okay. All right. Okay. Guess I could have done that. So, all right. So that was Serdar. Marco Richter is a crotch re-rim, if we want to, you know, get dirty. Speaking of getting
dirty. What the hell is going on? Yeah.
Speaking of getting dirty, hold on. So, Kevin Prince Boateng is Bang Kevin reception, if we want to stay in the same theme. And he is also a hippie living in France who makes his own alcohol because he is Provence Beatnik Gin. How about that? Or,
what about your
pitch? Hold on. Hold your horses. I'll get there. Boateng is also a Scandinavian who declines drinks because I got Cabernet Viking? Question mark. Nope, that's Kevin Prince Boateng. All right, what else? And Jan is going to jump out the window.
Yes, he's just collapsing in a heap.
Yes. Okay, I have Jovetic, and these ones are for you, Jan, actually, because I have Jan evicts vote. So you are against democracy. And if we want to stay political, in French, I have Yan, comma, Soviet, et VC, Viet Cong. So you are in good company, Yan. And Yan is wondering what the hell is going on. Everyone is. Okay. Okay, so Denis Yashemsky or something, not sure how to pronounce that. Okay, so I don't know if you guys know a guy named Brad S. Jimenez, but he stinks. Brad S. Jimenez stinks. That's Denis Yastremstink.
That's the most pointless thing that's been said today.
Well, welcome to the podcast. And finally, I have Davy Zelke. I have not much there. Dykes leave. Dykes with an I, not with a Y. You know, we don't want to offend anyone.
Is it a dyke?
Yeah. And he is on several Dykes, and they all leave. So Dykes leave. That's Davy Zelke. And that's my contribution for today. Bye.
you hosting? I don't care.
Yeah. See ya.
Even by our standards, this is pretty random, but there we go.
I read this article on this fame, because I didn't follow soccer, football that much in 1996. I just watched some games. But did you hear about this whole party thing they did?
Who did?
With the dentist chair and everything?
I might have heard something about that, but I don't remember.
Something from 96 and the sun being all over it. And at one night, I mean, I think they partied pretty hard in 96.
Probably.
I'll send you the article.
You probably had a pre-match steak and chips as well.
Yeah. No, but Boateng made me personally very, very happy. He's going to be on my away jersey. Hmm? And it's a very good choice. And I've been talking about this since 2016, I say, or 15. And I don't want Jerome. Stay the fuck away, old man. We don't want you.
Okay.
All right.
Again, you need to get on the phone and tell your friends in high places.
I'll tell him in no uncertain terms.
Yes. No, Jerome.
I mean, do you want Jerome Boateng?
Not here, no. No, we haven't got room.
Yeah, I see. I mean, what's with your room, Simon? Has your wife kicked you out and you're living in this single room now?
In a hovel. Yes, curiously, during the start of lockdown, I was actually camped in this room because I wasn't allowed to see anybody. But it's just got piles of... That's actually a baby bouncer for my grandson. It's in a bin bag, so it doesn't get dusty or anything.
Yeah, we have the same. I mean, our entire basement is full of different kind of car seats and whatnot. I don't know.
Yep. So there's we've got all sorts of stuff. Yeah.
I can read Patrick's mind. So great. I don't have to deal with that shit.
Something like that, yeah.
Close. Boateng, what do you guys say? Come on. Say one sentence.
Does it have to be a Patrick-like sentence? So it's sort of, like frogs eat strawberries on Sunday, or...
Babble away. You can even sing a song, Simon. Sing a song.
Am I allowed to sing doodah, doodah? I got banned from singing doodah, doodah.
As long as there is not that kind of reception for Boateng, like the one I mentioned, I'm okay with it. No, I mean, it's good for leadership, I guess. But on the pitch, I guess it can't hurt. But
have you seen him play?
It's a nice story, you know.
Have you seen him play?
Nope. Yeah, he's probably cooked, honestly, and I haven't seen him play in a while.
I mean, I saw him play. I mean, remember I saw him play at the there was this charity game for Marcelinho, remember?
Okay.
Yeah. And he was the best player on the pitch. I mean, okay, there was also what's his name? The goalkeeper, the old goalkeeper?
Chirali?
Chirai. Chirai was great. Okay. But he was really good.
Well, I mean, if it was a testimonial, I hope he was the best player on the pitch. I mean, Jesus, those guys are like 55 with busted knees and shit. Right?
Gates didn't play, but Dane might have played.
Okay.
I don't remember. It's okay. It wasn't a nice afternoon, but it was like, okay. So just because this 45-year-old guy gets drunk all the time and can't keep his money together, we now have to host this entire shitty game just because of him. Yeah, I know. Wow. I'm very, yeah. That's what my friends in high places also say. Okay. Did you know Jovetic when he was announced? Because I didn't. Honestly, I didn't know him.
Nope. Nothing.
I thought, oh, isn't he? Not that guy from Frankfurt. Because they all, remember all the Jovic and Jovic and Rebic. Yeah. But
in the sort of like test game, if you like, against Liverpool, somebody's scored a ridiculous goal from the right-hand side, incredibly narrow angle, and somehow managed to get it in. Was that him?
No.
Who was that?
He was subbed on, and he did one header goal, and then he was on a counter attack. And what's the defender's name? The big one, the from the Netherlands. Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Oh man! And he somehow Van Dijk fell down, and he scored the goal. And after the match, I did some screenshots from that because I watched it on my phone. He was talking to him. It was so funny because I think he was really upset that he fell down and that he scored over him. And he scored on a pass by Luka Bakio with a header. I had very strong Ibišević vibes from him. And the player you were talking about is Suat Serdar. He got the ball on the right wing in a crazy angle, and he just somehow
that was insane, that goal. I thought, well, if he can carry on like that as long as he likes, if he can do that.
I'm not sure about the situation with the copyrights right now, but one second. This lady from Hertha TV, she was on Hertha Base this week, and they're now putting they don't put stuff on YouTube anymore, but they put it on their own website, because if it's your own website, you're the owner, and you don't use a third-party website, then you can show more material. So you could actually go back to, I think it's tv.herthabst.com.
Okay.
And you can find highlights from all the games and real lives of the entire of all the, and then they have daily updates from training camp from Austria. Pretty good shit. But you were about to say something.
I was wondering what the situation was with Piontek was.
Oh, he just went back onto the pitch, did a few runs, and he's now allowed to. I think he's back in individual training right now.
Okay.
And he wants to be back by the Bayern game, which I doubt.
I mean,
I never liked him that much with the pistol.
I was going to make some quip about him, sort of shooting practice, you know, holding his imaginary pistol up and
target practice.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Nice. He's the most. I mean, if I would look into a book for a Polish guy, he looks like the Polish guy, right?
Stereotypical Polish guy. All right. Yeah.
Ah, Jesus. Ha ha ha. How's your sausage supply coming? Any kielbasa?
Well, for me, you can buy loads of it here. Half of Poland live in England, so it's yeah.
Ooh.
I'm good.
I didn't leave because of Brexit.
No, I would have liked to have done, but no, no, there's still plenty here. Don't start talking about that. I'll end up sort of crying or something.
Going back to Serdar, 8 million, and I think in 2020 over the winter transfer period, some English team offered 24 million for him.
Oh wow!
And he is an offensive midfielder that we haven't had in a long, long time. Okay, he's really good.
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, I went to the first practice. If I know, was my daughter's birthday, and my wife was not really impressed. I said, "Yes, we have to go there. She has to be on a picture with Kevin Prince Boateng," and she did. And it was raining cats and dogs when we arrived. All our friends left because they were wet. But Alison had her, what do you call these?
Alison was sopping wet, but she didn't mind because she wanted the photo.
Jumping Prince around in the puddles. She was puddle hopping. And then had tears.
Was this Alison or you, Jan?
Her. And then had Hatinho came over and she started crying.
Who came over?
Hatinho.
Oh, mascot. Okay. Yeah.
It was so fun. Yeah.
Wow.
No,
but, she was probably crying because of his unusual hairstyle these days. Because have you seen the Hatinhos that you can buy in the shop? They got like a crew cut. Yeah. Yes, but it's always been blue, but it's like a crew cut now. Yeah, the older ones had sort of long hair sort of sticking up like a punk rocker or something. But the new ones, it's all been clipped short. Huh. I know, because I bought one for my grandson.
Well, no, Simon, I thought you were going to say for your collection.
even I'm not that sad. Pretty close, but not that sad.
Zelda, great. Boateng, great. Jovetic, great. We got rid of Arne Meyer. And Richter is a winger. Because we need wingers. All the wingers, that's such a wonderful word, winger. We'll just wing it. Winger. Jeff Winger.
It's also a shitty band. Shitty winger? Rock band. Winger, yeah. From the 90s, I think. Yeah.
Winger?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, by Never the way, we have three whole sections in our bookshelves full of CDs. And we now made piles. Throw away, sell on eBay. And one is, because we have one computer left with an optical drive.
Yes.
So right now, I haven't
got any.
It's Esther's old computer back from when she was on in college, so it's pretty old, I think. And so I'm copying all these discs. What do we have here? Here, Esther's CDs, Keen and Keen, and there's also Keen, and then there's Keen and Travis and Keen. Yeah. Okay, Marco Richter, winger. Good guy, very good. Dada said he's very good offensively, and he said something about his attitude.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, not witty, but very bold.
Mm. Okay.
And he has lots of, and he's gravitating towards the goal a lot. I haven't, these days when they announce the transfers, I'm like, okay, never heard the name. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
And same as every year in that case.
Yeah,
it's the same procedure as every year.
to be honest, there is one thing that I hate about the transfer windows. It is all the
blah,
useless
blah.
Talk. Yeah, all the blah blah blah. And oh, we might get this guy, and nothing happens until like 2 weeks later. That annoys me so much every year, so twice a year.
You're not going to watch the deadline day on Sky Sports?
Oh, fuck that! No, Jesus. No, no way.
Yeah, it's the paint drying channel is a better option, I think.
Yes.
I mean, the whole overall, the transfers look pretty solid to me. They got rid of some croakers, and now there's no player where I say, why did we get him? You know, like when Lecky came in, or Zinan Kurt, or who else sucked? Oh, remember the Brazilian guy. What was his name?
Was it Pelé?
Oh, that guy! I think I've heard of him.
Yeah, he was around.
He was
sorry,
all right.
Sorry, Jan.
No, I'm just trying to think of the name, and now you're making me laugh. I hate that. As a German, I object to the whole concept of laughing. Hang
okay,
on.
So Brazilian. That's
Alan.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, he played for Liverpool as well, right?
No, he was under contract in Liverpool, but he could never play for Liverpool because he never got enough matches. That's some sort of protective clause from Britain that foreign players can only play if they played a certain number. He couldn't get a work visa or a work permit because he didn't play enough matches, and they loaned him out to Finland. Not Erling Haaland.
I wouldn't mind that guy with Hertha.
He could pop along. Yeah,
we could use him.
He might get a game or two.
He's in Brazil. He's back in Brazil.
So who is Alan?
Alan.
Okay.
Oh, and Liverpool loaned him out to four different teams. No, five different teams. Didn't work, and then they.
Wow. Then he fucked off back to Brazil. All right. And by the way, we are all over the place, of course, as always. Speaking of transfers, Yeah, we heard about, you probably heard about that guy from Argentina signing with PSG this week. Some kind of like a Messi, I think. There are 16 players who played with both Ronaldo and Messi. 16 of them. All right. I mean, I don't want to turn this into a quiz, but can you name me? How many can you name?
Of what? What? Sorry.
Yeah. Players who played with both Ronaldo and Messi.
Which Ronaldo? OG or
Cristiano Ronaldo?
So the rapist.
16. Yes.
Okay.
So it's either
the guy with the what's his face?
Gonna have to Latino. Be more specific.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy with the crazy hair. Played for Barcelona, of course. Played for Juventus. Haha. And then he played for Bayern.
Vidal.
Vidal.
Nope.
Hmm.
He's not there. Okay, so yeah, I don't want to drag this out. I'll name a few. Angel Di Maria.
Ah, yeah.
Paulo Dybala. He played with Messi for Argentina. Gerard Piqué with Manchester and with Ronaldo back many years ago. Carlos Tevez, Argentina and Manchester. Ezequiel Garay.
Oh, I thought you meant only club matches.
No, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Country and club.
I know 14.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, so, yeah, Ezequiel Garay, Fernando Gago, André Gomes, Deco.
And the biter?
Suarez? No.
Yeah? No?
He never played with Ronaldo. Gonzalo Higuain, Nelson Semedo, Artur, Miralem Pjanic, Trincao, Martin Caceres, Henrik Larsson. That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
No.
You got his hairstyle.
And Gabriel Heinze with Manchester and Argentina. So that's it.
That's a nice German name. I wonder where his grandparents came from.
Good question.
Or what kind of persecution they were running away from.
Also a good question. All right. So yeah, that's
a story. I have a friend who we worked together as students at this accounting firm. And then I asked, hey, your name is Heydrich with a Y. Do you know that this is the name of one of the biggest Nazi criminals? That, you're the first person to ever say this to me. Yeah, that's the brother of my grandfather. And he had my grandfather killed.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Holy shit. Wow, that took a turn.
Yeah. That was a bit of a clanger to drop then, wasn't it?
Welcome to the new season.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not expect that. So,
back to transfers. We're not getting messy. Do you think anybody else is going to come in, or are they just going to? Because Bobic said that he knows he has lots of money, but he wants to pretend that it's not there. So they just try to. I mean, right now we got 20 million for. Cordoba,
mm-hmm.
They paid 8 for Serda. We paid 7, so that's 15. So we're plus 5 right now, currently.
I mean, he doesn't have to spend it.
Yeah,
but I mean, I don't expect any. The transfer window ends at the end of the month, I think.
31st. Yes.
Okay.
6 p.m.
I don't expect anyone more.
Well, I think our
glorious sponsor has just deposited 30 million, hasn't he, into the account.
The investor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
He just paid the latest. He paid the latest installment, the last installment. Because there were some rumors in the business press that he's broke.
I heard about that.
He started his own Twitter account.
I also saw that, and I thought it was weird. Like, why is he doing that? Like, what's the end game? I don't get it.
I think this guy is from outer space. Look at his face. He's a Muppet. Maybe he's friends with Gonzo. I don't know.
This is weird. I mean, the only thing I hope is, I just hope that, you know, like one day he's gonna up and bail and leave everybody, you know, high and dry.
The thing is, I talked about this with, for sure, I'm not kidding. I talked about this with Ingo Schiller, the head of finance.
Okay.
The head of the function. True story.
Oh, yeah, please.
And he said, you know what? Yeah, but he gave us money. We don't owe him any money.
Well, quite. As long as he leaves the money behind, then hey.
Yeah, if he goes broke, he's broke. But then...
the money stays.
The money is secure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we could spend 2 hours at least talk about sponsors and 50 plus one and all that crap.
Perhaps some other time, eh?
Let's hope he was right. To my list, squad. Yeah.
Have you got milk on your list, Jan?
Sorry?
Have you got milk on your list?
Shut up.
And toilet paper.
Eggs.
Don't forget that.
Oh, we have plenty of toilet paper.
So just make sure you get the right type, because some people are very particular.
You get those 5-ply, right?
Quilted.
Quilted, yeah.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Klaus.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I saw that. Yes. Yeah, happy today, birthday, yeah. Klaus. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Have a good day.
Yes.
I'm just looking. I posted the... I would like to move on to...
Sure.
Well, have you finished your shopping list, then?
The cop game. The cop game. If you look at the list I posted, and I think I sent you the starting lineup for the match against Meppen.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have a look. But I mean, we can make it really short. It was a shitty game. Hertha won. And Davy Zelke made epic pictures. I mean, not sure if you heard, but he was at some point... You could hear on television how the opposing the Meppen fans called him. Hey Simon, why are you editing my? What are you doing?
I'm looking at your the thing that you sent.
Last edit was made seconds ago by Simon. You were looking for more, but there's nothing, right?
No, that's it. Yeah, there's just a little picture that you blagged from somewhere.
Yeah. No. It took me half an hour to do that. So don't mock me. Zelke was called son of a bitch by the opposing fans. And then in the 91st minute, Hertha had a corner, and they scored from a corner. And
awesome.
Are you sure? what could have happened there?
And
that just doesn't happen.
I'm going to be trivial with you. How many corners before had they not scored from?
It was like 110 or something.
Simon?
I have no idea, but it must have been a hell of a lot.
160.
Oh, Jesus.
That's grim.
Wow. That's dire.
You really think, I mean, that's something that you can practice the hell out, as, you know, sort of taking set pieces and things like that, and how we can be so... dramatically awful is
but we've always been, haven't we?
Difficult to fathom there.
Yeah, but I mean if Hertha gets a corner, the first thing I say is oh shit, it's gonna be a goal for the opposition. It's gonna be because the ball always goes to the first fullback. He's gonna head it out, outlet pass, bang boom bang, goal,
counter attack, and then disaster.
It always happens.
So 160 corners, so how many games was that?
A lot. I think at least an entire season.
Yes, I think so.
I didn't watch last season, but I think there was a header goal the second leg against Union.
The whole game. Oh, okay. All right. But
I'll look it up.
That's all
I'll
right.
I'll make a note.
That's all right.
Remember, there was a match against Dortmund. It must have been about, I don't know, like 10 years ago or something, where... they got corners, and then when they had the corners, the crowd was just shouting out, Ecker, 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 and they tore. Yeah, I think these days it would be Eka, Eka, Eka. No, no, no.
Nine.
Yes, exactly. Oh,
okay. Are you smoking, Simon?
Am I smoking? No, I'm not.
I saw a plume of smoke, yeah.
Oh, it's just a bit of incense wafting past, that's all. Some white sage.
And then later you go into that demonstration against those gnarly masks that kill children.
If you say so, Jan, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, are we all vaccinated?
Yes.
Yep.
Twice.
I think we should public service announcement, get vaccinated.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Absolutely.
Don't be a numpty.
I was showering before we went on because I wanted to be clean for you guys, and I'm sweating like a whore in church. But I was thinking about the only two politicians in the world who somehow managed Corona well are Cynthia Ahern and what's his name? Joe Biden. What about Canada?
I think we did okay, honestly. I mean, at the beginning, oh God, I wish we didn't talk about this. everybody is
too late
of talking about COVID. But yeah, in the beginning, I honestly thought that Trudeau was a bit slow to react and, you know, shut down the airports and all that. But after that, we've been doing okay. Like almost 70, we are at 71% in Quebec fully vaccinated, I think. We are trying to reach 75% by the end of the month.
Interestingly, is that adults or 71% of everybody?
71% of age 12 and up.
All right.
Because I don't think it's allowed for 12 and under.
No, it's
11 and under.
Yeah, it hasn't been applied. But yeah, I heard people say that I could have my child vaccinated, which I'm probably going to do. But in Germany last summer, all the scientists said, hey, guys, I know it's looking good now, but you have to be ready for the second wave that's going to hit this fall. No way. No.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
And then in November, please. And yeah, you know, I mean, who could have known that there's going to be a second wave? It's just...
There's already talk here about... you know, people that were in the vulnerable sort of classes about having a third jab.
Yes,
starting in September.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if it was available for everyone, I probably would get a third one. Mm. Honestly,
because I think what they're doing is if you've had AstraZeneca, they all give you Pfizer or Moderna or something else. Whatever you had, you'd have something else.
Yeah, that's what happened with me. I got AstraZeneca first and Moderna second.
Right.
So.
Astra.
Astra twice? Okay.
I had two Pfizers.
Oh, no. Oh, so, Mr. Moneybags over there.
Whatever. I don't care. Just chuck it in.
Exactly.
So.
In spirit.
I was a bit upset yesterday because, you know, to get my appointments, it was really, really hard. You know, I had to do a lot to get them and spend, I don't know, maybe in total 10 hours on the phone or something like that.
Really?
And now you can go to IKEA, to the IKEA partner and get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has the sort of vaccination rate, has it sort of dropped down? Has it sort of dropped off in Germany and Canada?
It's getting slower. It's at 55, I guess. I get the numbers every morning.
I think here age 20 to 29 is still dragging behind a little bit because, you know, those assholes, they think they are invincible at that age, you know?
Yeah.
And
as of the 12th, we have 56.57% fully vaccinated.
I think ours, because I looked at it a few seconds ago when sort of Patrick said it was 71 in Canada, I think it's 70.7. Yeah, 70.7. So we're more or less on par, Patrick. So
nice.
But the rate of sort of vaccination has sort of dropped off.
Yeah, it's been slower. Know. And then you have all these people who just don't want to.
There's some crazy people. I think it was in the States. I think it was I think it might have been Alabama.
The lady?
They had this I'm church. they went to a church and this congregation, and the preacher there was sort of proudly sort of saying that about 1% of his congregation had been vaccinated. And they kept on, oh, not kept on, but they asked a few people, no, sir, I'm not vaccinated. Are you going to get vaccinated? No, sir. And the preacher was saying that, you know, more or less it's all some sort of plot or something. They don't need to be vaccinated. What about the people in hospital? And he was sort of saying that, well, it's all about making money. They're just insane, these people. Absolutely insane.
I followed two accounts. One is called Bad Vaccine Takes and Bad COVID Takes. It's really interesting.
Okay, so I got updated the data for Quebec 74.5, and for Canada 63.
Right.
So yeah, two doses. I mean,
yeah.
So,
but you had it in sort of Montreal, I think it was. That was really bad at one point, wasn't it?
Yes, yes, it was, especially in retirement homes.
Yep.
Because it's true. The employees there, they are, many of them are from ethnic communities, and in those communities, the vaccination rate was much lower, and the density of population was also much higher. So it got really bad because employees would, you know, transmit it to patients pretty much.
Yeah.
Not patients, but, you know, like people living in retirement homes.
Residence.
But it got much better since. And I think everyone except, you know, the 10 or 15% of, you know, idiots everyone is on board now. So, you know, that's positive.
I think it's as of, was it November? Was it November? Anyway, sometime in the autumn anyway, that it was compulsory for people working in the care homes to be double vaccinated. And basically, if they're not double vaccinated, they off you work. Go.
Yeah. That's what it takes. Like, you know, it reminds me of making, you know, fastening your seatbelt mandatory.
Mm.
You know, it's to protect people from their own stupidity. And they need to do that again.
Some people need a lot of protection.
Yeah. And like not fastening your seatbelt isn't even contagious. So what the fuck are you waiting for? You know?
I don't know. It's all this. Yeah. Because at the moment in our place, there's a lot of building work going on. They're sort of redecorating and putting in sort of plastic protective strips at the bottom of the walls because they keep on getting rammed by wheelchairs. and as of whichever date this is, I think it might be November, I might be wrong, that even contractors that come into the home, they have to be double vaccinated. So it's not just members of staff, it's anybody coming into the homes.
Perfect.
Perfect,
because otherwise, you know, that's the kind of places that when it gets in, it ravages, you know.
We were really lucky in our place. So none of the residents, a few of them got it, but nobody died. So, but I mean, a lot of places, it just went through it like wildfire, didn't it? It must have been awful for the people working there. I mean, I've probably said a billion times before, we had one member of staff die of it, but there were no residents.
Wow.
But I mean, some places it must have been so scary difficult.
My father was taken to the hospital last year in, I think, March or April, and he couldn't get any visitors all the time. It was on lockdown the entire time.
How long?
8 months.
Jesus. So no visitors at all for 8 months?
I mean, you could meet outside.
Okay.
But that's it.
Well, in effect, for 8 months, that was me.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I was stuck at home, I wasn't allowed to go into work, wasn't allowed to go shopping, wasn't allowed to do anything really. I mean, I walked down to the beach because, as has been mentioned, sort of lots of times, I live really close to the sea. But I had to keep technically, I wasn't even supposed to do that, but you know, I didn't really want to go completely nuts.
Outside, you know, it's
Exactly. I mean, I didn't go inside anywhere. I didn't sort of physically see anybody for, yeah. So,
I mean, fortunately you had the beach, because otherwise I think it would have been like in jail.
If you had been sort of, you know, like if we'd been living in Berlin, you know, sort of stuck in a little apartment and you weren't allowed to go out and do anything for 8 months, you'd be I mean, that must have happened to a lot of people, and they must have been crawling the walls by the end of it all.
Yeah.
Essa's grandmother is in her late 80s, and her partner died, I think, in 19. And she had just sold the apartment and moved to a smaller place. You know, she lives in one of the, she has like a one room studio apartment, and downstairs there's a, what's the name? You know, these caretakers. So if you need them, you can go there.
Oh, yeah.
If you deteriorate.
In England, they'd be called a warden.
Yeah.
It'd be sort of warden assisted accommodation.
And my father in law had the idea to just, because she has a sister who lives in Hessen. And so he drove her to Hessen, to her sister's house, whose husband had died the same year. And then they spent the entire summer in this big house in the garden by themselves.
You know, make the most out of the shitty situation.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Speaking of gardening. Yeah. Okay, we had a Pokal match.
Yes, that was quite a tangent. Thought like 20 minutes.
That segue was a bit brutal, wasn't it?
Yeah. should we cut that out or
no?
Okay.
As long as I'm hosting, there's no cutting.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we edit. I listen to podcasts when I'm in bed to fall asleep. And one I listen to is called The Friendship Onion.
Are you trying to say that our podcast is boring, Jan? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I never listen to our podcast. It's so bad. It makes my ears bleed. there's this podcast called The Friendship Onion by Billy Boyd and Dominic Monaghan.
Mm-hmm.
They're actors, and they were two of the hobbits in Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
And they have something called SpeakPipe. SpeakPipe.com. And it's like a voicemail over the internet. And I went ahead and I sent you a link earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to that link, it's also, I think it should be on the website, on our blog, in the entry I wrote today. You can leave us a message. So if you're only not participating because you don't want to type all these long tweets, you can now talk to us.
What's the URL?
Yeah, sorry. Information. It is. Hang on.
I was going to say it, but go ahead.
Oh, if you have it, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. It is, okay, www.speakpipe.com/DMTF podcast. And of course, the website itself is DMTFpodcast.com. And on Twitter, DMTF podcast as well on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And on Instagram.
Probably the same. DMTF podcast.
We're sneaky like that.
But is it? I gotta look it up.
It is.
Okay. It is, yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
That would have been if we didn't get the Instagram account and the Twitter account, we'd have changed the name.
Oh yeah, I mean then you would have had to do like or DMTF pod or DMTF podcast, and you know.
Or totallyrandom.com.
Also that. So do we have anything else on the agenda?
It was boring, period. It was boring, and cup matches are shitty because you play against teams that are, especially if you play against a third or fourth league teams, they've already been playing for 2-3 matches. And then, I mean, when haven't had us struggled? I mean, I remember this one match where...
at least we didn't get knocked out in the first round this time. That's something, I suppose.
That I never got knocked out in the first round.
Huh?
And what was that? Jan Regensburg.
Mm-hmm.
Penalty kicks. I think it was a header by Mitchell Weiser that even sent us into overtime. Must have been 2016 or 17. Really shitty. Really shitty.
So right. Second round, here we come. We can get knocked out in that instead.
So
you could just feel the positive vibes, can't you?
Oh yeah.
I mean, if you just look at the match day, who got eliminated? I mean, Frankfurt got killed by, I don't know, some fourth tier team or something like that. I mean, Köln had to go into penalty kicks. Mm-hmm.
Was it Bremen as well? I think
Bremen got killed.
Yeah.
Second.
And, do we know who we play next?
No, it's on. I think it's Sunday night.
Okay. All right.
Something like Sunday night. Hang on. DFB Pokal. Yeah.
No, we should have a rule: no googling during recording.
Google free zone.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, the only teams who just played it straight were Stuttgart and Leipzig, and Leverkusen probably, and then Augsburg almost lost. Kiel was really, really close to being eliminated. Babelsberg beat Fürth, who are in the Bundesliga now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Magdeburg, St. Pauli, very close match. Okay, Dortmund, but and then Frankfurt got killed by Weiss.
Can I just add a footnote here? Just as you mentioned, St. Pauli beating HSV.
Oh yeah. That's true. Nice.
There's only one team in hand, but
there you go.
Sorry, Hamburg fans. Sorry. Not really.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Fucking that. Yeah. Yeah, so
I saw somebody tweet about that. Have they got a clock running as to how long they've been in the Spider League?
It's awesome.
I mean, they didn't take down the clock first when they went down, because they made some excuse why they're still keeping it up, and now I don't know.
Yeah, I remember hearing something about that, but I don't remember the specifics.
Isn't it epic how they always fuck up in the spring? It's so funny.
Yes, it is.
I for Union to be relegated.
Well, you know, let's walk before we run.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
First thing first.
How about we talk about the first few matches we have to play?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Hang on. It's also in my great list. For the people who might be interested, unlike you guys, there is, I will post it as a blog post. It's something I wrote for the Rasenfunk Forum. It's just a forum where you can, because, you know, it's always, they do it all by themselves and he's basically alone. So he asked if people could help. And I wrote these, I don't know, 3,000 words on Hertha BSC. First match day is tomorrow. It's Saturday right now. Tomorrow in Cologne. Thoughts?
Please don't suck.
Oh,
jinx.
That was spooky, that was.
Yes. Almost exactly the same thing, though. Almost. Yes, so,
yes. And the timing as well. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Not quite jinx.
I only heard Simon. What did Patrick say?
I say, please don't suck.
Okay. Hertha's going to win it. Telling you. Or Duda's going to score 3 goals.
Or we won't.
Yeah. I'd say I'm usually pessimistic, but I'll say we will win 2-1. My prediction.
Second match day. Wolfsburg at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so happy.
That one we will fuck up. Definitely.
Nope.
We will lose, I'm
sure.
You don't
think so?
Yeah.
I think 10 minutes before kickoff, the Bundesliga will stipulate that players who are unvaccinated cannot play, and then they're without their striker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's still there. Weghorst? Is that it?
Weghorst, and he's refusing to get vaccinated.
Yes.
What a knob.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm...
Nice.
Yeah.
But I mean, Wolfsburg, who's the thing is, it's going to take me at least 6 months to get all the new coaches.
There was quite a carousel going on. That's true.
Yeah, it's really hard. Who's coach?
Wolfsburg? I don't know.
Oh, didn't they? Oh! No, that's the best thing. They got Mark van Bommel, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. And he fucked up the subs. And they might get kicked out because of it. Yeah, that's awesome.
You have now five substitutions ever since Corona started. And he had six. I mean, jeez.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
I'm shocked that even his assistants didn't realize that. Hold on, is that right? You know, no one had a clue.
But I was wondering, wasn't there this Hertha player, the Croatian?
Which one?
The one with all the red cards. And didn't he get three yellow cards in the match?
Oh yeah. I forgot who.
2006. Simunic.
Yes, Simunic, yes.
Yeah. So awesome. Funny. I also think that Kevin, Prince Boateng, is going to be what Kalou was for Duda, the hype man.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Interesting prediction.
Yeah, because, Zelke is just a good or maybe very good player. I mean, if... we went to the beer garden with Axel Kruse once, and he said, you know, Zelke, his legs are so long, it takes him half an hour to just untangle them. Forget about it.
Yeah, don't say anything bad about Zelke, because Brian from the WhatsApp group is going to fly to Berlin and track you down.
The diva.
Shout out to the WhatsApp group, by the way. Oh yeah, and didn't they? They sent a question, didn't they? Someone
did they? I thought I was so happy for the 18 replies, and was only just them joking amongst each other. Hang on, I'll check.
Jesus, you were so happy about the number of replies that you didn't even bother to remember if there was an actual question in them.
No, I
was. Welcome to the new season.
Exactly. YouTube video, Dilro soon. Hang on. But it's all these gifts. Jeez. Sada will be player of the season. Jovetic will be top scorer. Sorry, UH Cougar Dude 69.
That's Brian.
Hertha will finish top half. And then all these gifts, I don't know. You have to keep them in line.
I don't know, but I remember there was an actual question in there.
Was there?
Yes. It was what do you have to say about the multiple departures of young players? But I think we covered that earlier.
Yeah, we did.
Hang on.
There was one thing here from Brian that there's a whole thread that goes with it. It says, fuck it. That's half the fun of being a Hertana. Like opening a Christmas present. It's going to be something fucking awesome and unexpected. Or is it a lump of coal? What? Yeah, okay. There we go. Anyway, right. I'll shut up again.
We are still in August. Like, let's not talk about Christmas yet.
Maybe I should just switch the schedule so I only tweet when it's morning over there and then all drunk as hell. Because, I mean, geez.
Well, I mean, Friday night.
I'll tell you, I'm going to get an email 2 days after this thing is published, and it's going to be Brian at 5 a.m. I just want to know.
All right. Oh, by the way, Jan, you sent me a link to a tweet in French before we started.
And
it's about the upcoming game, Hertha Köln. And three questions to FC Köln, France. So, okay, in French. Hi, FC. How do you see this upcoming season? I am translating as I'm reading, so apologies if I fuck this up. First of all, I am not looking at this season in a positive way at all. Everyone knows that this season will be very complicated. We lost strong players, and we will do everything we can to stay up, to stay in the first division. Next question, after the dodgy 2021 season, how did your off-season go? Answer, the club first had to evaluate the team regarding COVID and all that. The club lost a lot of money and had to let a few good players go. Otherwise, we had loan players getting back. We had free transfers, and that's always nice. Even though the biggest problem is not solved yet. Shaqiri?
Shaqiri.
S-K-H-I-R-I.
Sorry, okay. I was.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, I was thinking of the player from Liverpool, but that's not it. I mean,
No. It's not Shaqiri, it's Shaqiri. Okay. I listened to the four-hour Rasenfunk episode for the season, and I think Cologne lost Bornau.
Okay.
They lost a lot of players, and Shaqiri is on the move. Hang on. Cologne, transfer ticker. Here we go. Yeah, there's some rumor. Elias Shaqiri is 26 years old and he's a player. And he's Tunisian French. And yeah, there's some rumors of him leaving for. Jeez.
It's not that important. Okay, that's all right. That's no problem. Third question of the Twitter thing. FC and Hertha meet in the first match day. What do you expect from that match? I'm just hoping that we will do better than the last Bundesliga game. Laughs. I don't remember what happened last game. I think we can do something. We can get something out of it. We need to finish that game with at least 1 point. Afterwards, we will play against Bayern, and I would hate to get to that point in last place.
So yeah, that would really suck.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, that's it. Apologies for the quick transition.
I know what he talks. Köln won the last game of last season and the match before they played a goalless match against Hertha. So I don't know what he's talking about with the... So maybe something else that he means?
The last Bundesliga match, I mean, did it mean against Hertha? But it was a goalless...
The last match we played 0-0.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not great, but it's not bad. So I don't know.
You never know with these people from Cologne.
Are still drunk from the carnival that didn't happen. Who knows?
Oh, did you hear over the summer that lots of breweries had to throw away beer because it wasn't used and went bad?
Doesn't surprise me, but that sucks. I mean, I don't like beer, so you know, whatever. But it sucks still, you know.
Well, it sucks for them.
Yes,
it's their livelihood. So,
yes.
There was a lot of distillers and things because all the pubs and things were closed over here that went over to make sort of hand sanitizing gel. Mm-hmm. So rather than making gin or whatever, they were sticking it all into gel for
here too. Yeah,
I'm sure. Well, imagine a poor vodka place producing hand gel. I mean, that almost seems criminal, doesn't it?
But, yeah, that would break my heart. Definitely. So after Wolfsburg, the third game of the season is at Bayern, August 28th.
And we have match day 4 is Bochum away.
Yes.
So we have two away games.
And then Greuther Fürth on the 17th of September.
I only have a match day. I in my list, I only called them match day 1 such and such. I didn't.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But then Mark Hanstedt.
That's it. Okay.
Away in Leipzig. And then you have Freiburg home, Frankfurt away, Gladbach home, Hoffenheim away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just happy this season's not as bad with, you know, last season, how the matches were
compressed schedule.
Yeah, I mean, you played all the top six teams in a row, and then you had some...
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. I misunderstood. Yes. Yeah, that was rough. And we were in just danger of being relegated during that time. Yeah. Jesus. I hope that doesn't happen again.
I totally forgot about the quarantine and everything. I had totally forgotten about them. Like, what? That happened? Yeah. And then, I mean, and no one, I didn't watch the press conference for some time, but now I watch them because Dada is back and he's better than ever. And it's so great to have Arne Friedrich sitting there and not, you know, this, the human fish called Michael C.
Yeah. I saw him on Twitter on a GIF. Someone was reacting to something, and it was like Preetz doing like a, you know, a shrug or something, and I almost, you know, puked into my mouth. I so don't want to see that guy again. Fuck.
I mean, he wasn't that bad, but I mean, the thing is, you can only tell now that that there's Friedrich. You know, he does the last Sunday. He does these Instagram lives where ask him questions. It was a bit funny because he kept asking for more questions. Everybody was like, who's coming? What about this player? What about this player?
Messi. Announce like, Messi.
I've answered this. And for the third time, please don't ask about transfers. Nice. Yeah. But you know, he's so different. He gives you this fire. Ah.
No, yeah, he's awesome. Like he was one of my favorite players, so I'm all for it.
And I found a very good interview. I will put it in the show notes. It's an interview with it's some podcast or some. I'm not sure if it's a religious website, but you know he's a bit into God and everything. But I found an interview with him, which was pretty. It was okay, interesting. It was not, you know, it was not one of these usual. Football sports journalist things where they ask him about such and such. It was more of how do you lead. It's called natfluence.com, natfluence.com. Mm-hmm. And it talks to bit about him, about his career, and it's more about how he keeps fit and how he leads people. It was interesting, let's say that. It was kind of interesting. Oh, and since you still can go to practice, I mean, they had the first practice was open to the public, but you had to purchase a ticket for free, and then you had to bring your test and everything,
mm-hmm.
or the vaccination card. And now they stream the first half hour or 20 minutes of the first practice when the practice week starts.
Okay, that's nice.
On Instagram, and you can also see it on. I think on the tv.herterbst.com website.
All right.
Maybe we should just make a post on the blog about all the links.
Yeah, good idea. So many links.
I just hope that they're going to come up with decent captions, because I sometimes put on we often put on captions because ever since we had a baby, don't have. So we always put on captions. That's always the case. And then I was watching a press conference by Dada's return press conference, and they have these automated captions, and they're so bad. It's really crap. I mean, it's total crap. It doesn't make any sense at all. So I hope they're gonna work on that. If not, I have to offer them my services.
Why not,
Ingo? Yeah.
It's just
20,000. No. 25,000. That's what you get for haggling with me. No. Yeah. But I'm super excited about the whole season. And I can tell you, I made a bet on Hertha BSC. €10 for them to win the league. Guess how much the payout is?
3,000 to 1?
3,000.
Really?
Oh, wow. 3,000?
Jesus.
€3,000 for the €10.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, but wow. I think
I wouldn't make your shopping list any longer than it is already, Jan.
Yeah.
But I want the nice toothpaste.
Oh, no.
But
okay, you're gonna have to have the tracing paper toilet paper too.
what would be your prediction for the end of the season? When will where in the table will they finish?
Sixth.
Okay. Simon,
but I'm hoping for the championship.
Nah, further down than that, I would. Yeah, we always, well, not always, but about mid-table.
Yeah, I was going to say 11th, 10th.
Yeah, yeah, 10th or 11th, something like that.
Are you going to bet a doona on that?
No, you already did.
The thing is, I had some negotiations with people and for guests and everything. And Nico, I think he was on the second or third episode we ever made at some point. And him and Christoph Robert, they recently went on the Exil Herthaner podcast, which is a German podcast about people who love Hertha who don't live in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And they did an episode in Cologne. So Nico was there and some guy called Robert and Christoph, who's mm-hmm. Of French origin, I think.
Shout out to Christoph, who should have been here today, actually. That's okay.
Alas, the alcohol.
Next time.
We'll be young. No, but Nico is very much into statistics and he has a PhD in macroeconomics. Not that it means anything, but he has agreed to join us sometimes or give us some. But today he couldn't make it because he has two kids. And then I talked him into a wager. I have to look at what was written. He said that, okay, and Hertha Base, the other German podcast, they did a Selke bet if Selke scores more than 10 goals. And then they're going to donate money to some charity organization. But Nico said he wants to go for scorer points because I think scorer points give you a better picture, you know, because if I can decide between getting a player who scores 10 goals or a player who scores 2 but gives me 15 assists, that's better.
Yeah.
He says he's going to score 13 and I say less.
All competitions?
All competitions.
Okay.
All 2 competitions.
Yes.
And the wager is that the loser has to pay for Döner for all of us. Not all of us, but Patrick, Simon, myself, and Nico at the only Döner place you can go to.
When you say all competitions, does it include when he gets sent down to the under-23s and he plays there?
That's a nice little loophole. You're nasty today, Simon.
No, you've just got to be thorough in your vetting of your betting practices, that's all.
Absolutely.
You can tell that Simon used to be a bookie in his younger days. So that's the bet. And by the way, you know Yorkstrasse?
Mm-hmm.
The train station? There's a little Döner place. And it has a jersey by a player who's from Berlin who now plays in England.
Robert Hoot?
No.
Okay. Because he is from Berlin, I think he played for Leicester City. And
he's not still playing, is he?
I'm not sure. Gotta look it up.
Yeah. No Googling.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's not Googling if you know it. I think, didn't he retire?
Yeah, he might have. So, who is that guy at Yorkstrasse?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you don't know. You just brought it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Even for you, that's random.
Just leaving us in the wind.
I have a picture. I took a picture.
Yeah. Okay.
Rüdiger.
Oh, okay. Nice. I didn't know he was from Berlin, actually.
He is.
Okay.
And he went some ways. I think he started, was it Stuttgart? I'm not sure. By the way, your friend, he is from Berlin. Robert Hood is from Berlin, but he retired.
Yes. Yeah, I just saw that. Last played in
1819.
What was that? 1819?
His last season was in 1718.
It was the first footballer. It was the first footballer.
Yes. Oh, okay. Hood was signed for Chelsea from the youth system of German club FC Union. Yeah.
He looks like a communist to me.
Yeah. He's dead to us. All right. Okay.
What else? So you say 10. Patrick, you say 10, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I say 6. You say 10. Simon?
Yeah, Simon?
11.
Okay. We'll decide on the wager when I've won.
Okay.
And if you don't win, we're going to forget all about it.
Exactly. I wish they would do that in the Bundesliga, but hey.
But like, if they finish 8th, like that's right between 6th and 10th. So if you flip a coin, who gives a shit anyway? Okay, move on.
Nobody wins.
Yeah. That's the Hertha way.
Okay, so we talked about the players. I'm just going to check if there's any new transfers announced.
Yeah, because we've been going on for like more than 2 hours, I think.
Yeah.
Apologies to the listeners.
Yes.
No, thank you, dear listener. Thank you for staying with us.
Because if your ears are bleeding, we recommend cotton wool.
Yeah, because last season, we had a few episodes that were really tight, you know, like 45 minutes, 50 minutes. But those days are gone.
Yes, yes.
What's going on? I heard it's a beep.
Simon's phone.
Oh, okay. It's my phone. It's not. Yeah, I didn't silence it, which is stupid. There you go.
No problem.
Over again.
All right. So do we have anything else?
Yeah. Do you guys have travel plans?
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't know if I should talk about it yet, though.
And Simon? What match?
I'm hoping to be at some matches and things this year, probably not as many as normal. We've got a sort of test in the sort of second home game and see how it goes. So,
second home at Bochum, no?
That's Fürth. On mid-September.
Mm. Ah, cool.
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Hey, Patrick, we can all be together.
Oh yeah, that was the travel plans I didn't want to talk about, but there you go. Yeah, fuck it. I'll mention it. In theory, I'll be in Berlin from September 13th to October 15th. And then
there's a marathon this year, is there?
Yes. Yep. Yep. It's on the 26th. Sunday, December 20th, September.
Yeah, so it's
September 26th.
So just what, 5 weeks or so in between now and then. So
yes,
things are going to have to go sort of downhill pretty fast to screw that up.
The half marathon is next Sunday, not tomorrow, but the Sunday after that, and it's still a go as of now. And they are really focused on making it happen, and then, you know, adjusting if needed. We have to, I mean, even though I'm fully vaccinated, I'll have to bring either a digital vaccine passport or I'll have to do a PCR test at the expo the day before the marathon for me to be allowed to run.
By the way, I talked to Graham and they want to come here, but over there, and I think it's all just a ploy by some buddy of Boris Johnson to make more money. If you fly into Germany, you have to, even if you're fully vaccinated, you have to pay for your own PCR test, and it's $60.
Yeah.
You have to take two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's a racket.
It is a racket. Yeah, it is. Because you have to use ones that have been sort of officially sanctioned by the government, and it's just it's just making money.
You're fucking vaccinated.
I know, but I mean, I kind of get it, but I mean, obviously they are making money from that situation, but I mean, it beats the alternative, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. But it seems a bit crazy because I have 3 tests a week anyway.
Okay.
All of which are uploaded onto the National Health Service website.
But do you do PCR or do you do the other one?
I do both. Yeah, I do one PCR every week and 2 lateral flows. So, and I've been doing that every week for months and months and months and months.
I have one last question. When you guys got your vaccines, mm-hmm. did you feel anything special, or was it just a normal day for you?
Not normal day, really. In my case, I just had a bit of a Pfizer arm, and other than that, it was nothing.
Wow, you're lucky, because first AstraZeneca, it took me about 6 hours to not feel that great, and the arm hurt as well. But the next day, it was like a truck ran me over, and it was the same thing with Moderna. Like, you know, a few hours, my arm, and then the next day, it was even worse than with Astra. It was really bad, and then the day after that, all good. You ask the question and then you yawn in our face. That's nice.
it is funny though, because you hear, I mean, some people are sort of barely affected, like myself, but I've heard several other people where, well, yeah, like you say, it's like they've been hit by a truck. It's kind of strange, really. Different people seem to react to it in a different way. But the alternative, as we've said before, I mean, hell's teeth. You're not going to take it just because you feel a bit sort of bad for a day.
Yeah.
I have a former colleague who now works for Charité, and she got pretty early. She got the first jab of AstraZeneca, and then she had a headache for like 6 days, and then she went to the doctor, and he said, and he sent her to the emergency room. Jesus. And they ran some tests on her blood plates. What do you call them?
Platelets.
Maybe not. But everything was fine. But they were really scared that she would have a thrombosis.
Mm.
But everything was fine. I had one day of flu-like symptoms. And then one night I woke up at, I don't know, 4 a.m. And I was lying in water. So sweaty. And the second one was easy peasy. Everything fine. But I was so happy when I got the first one. You know, it was the first light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I guess the worst is behind us, maybe. I'd like to hope so. Yeah, but like we will have to
deal. That's a bit touching wood.
Yes, but yeah, we will have to adjust. Like I wouldn't be surprised if there's going to be booster shots every year.
Yeah.
Like with the flu, but even more important. And like
I would expect that.
Yeah, and masks will be around for a few more years. I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm. Yeah, but seriously, if I'm sick the next time, I'm going to wear a fucking mask to work.
Yeah,
not that bad. And I'm going to get flu shots from now on.
Also a good idea, I think. And I think people will
be always because of the residents, or did you get flu shots?
What, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had them every year for donkey's years. And we've already been told that I had them anyway, but I would have to have a flu jab and a third vaccination. I think it's starting from September. So it's not impossible I would have had a third jab by the time I get to Berlin.
That's good.
So,
cool. Yeah.
Well, right. Yeah, deal. It's better than being dead. So
yes. Or... And is it? Is it?
Well, yeah.
I don't think it's been mentioned enough. There is always the you know, small risk. That's true, but always the small risk of long COVID. You know, almost brain dead for like 6 months. You cannot even work. You can barely function. Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Who wants that?
And we haven't talked about Rune Jahrstein.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. He got infected at... one of these important qualifying games.
Yeah.
I think last Tuesday they allowed him to start working out again. Before he could only walk for half an hour, that was it.
God.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A cautionary tale, I think.
Yep.
Crazy shit. I can't wait to go to the, who is it? Who's come? Wolfsburg game. Ah.
25,000 spectators, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's if the incidence goes over, I think 35 or 50, then it's half capacity. So we're really good because we have 74,616 seats.
Well, yeah. I mean, we still can fit like 12,000 more. So go nuts.
We'd have to have a bigger crowd than normal if we...
Yes, exactly.
Well, the Ostkurve isn't sold out yet.
I'm sorry?
The Ostkurve isn't sold out yet.
Oh, really?
And,
well, some people were saying they weren't going to buy a ticket this year because of the restrictions and things in place.
Yeah, the slogan is Alle oder keiner, everyone or no one.
I don't like it.
I mean, if you guys want to have a look, it's HB. It's on hb98.de. It's the homepage of Harlequins Berlin, yep. 98. And this whole text reads like a paranoia thing. It's really, really bad.
Oh, okay.
Because I mean, yeah, I get what they're saying, but this sounds like very, very, very paranoid people to me.
Yeah, but like I don't like that slogan either. Like that sounds like Union-esque almost.
Yeah, and also they make it sound like the administration, all they do is they want people to stay away. That's the reason, because they want to upset them. No, it's because they want to keep them fucking
quiet. Really? No.
Yeah, that doesn't fly.
I'll send you a link, and we'll talk about this next time.
Okay.
All right.
Are we done?
Now I have to make dinner.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Lunch here. So.
Okay. So we'll be back in 2 weeks, or what's on you? We haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah, after the first Holden game, I guess that makes sense. That would work.
Because we used to have a fortnight, mm-hmm. fortnight.
Yeah.
I have this new podcatcher called Pocket Casts, and it keeps telling me that a new episode of DMTF is going to come out any day now.
Oh, okay then.
Okay.
I think it goes by the algorithm goes by when the last episode was uploaded or something like that.
Yeah, because we were overdue. I think the last episode was like mid-April or something.
19th of April or something like that.
Okay.
Shoot.
Jesus.
Oh, didn't we talk about how long months. We haven't... Didn't we say this at some point about how long we haven't been podcasting? Was it...
Hold on. It's like almost 4 months. So... Okay, so at least it is still fewer games.
171,360 minutes.
Yes, but it's still fewer days than Hertha took matches to score off a corner.
Well, there you still. Go. Yeah. We're fine and dandy in that
yeah,
case.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, speaking of scoring goals, we now have Ibisevic back. That made my day.
Yeah, that's quite good that he's come back. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, quite like that.
It shouldn't have ended that way. They should have kept him, I think. Mm. I mean, yeah, I get why he left.
No, he wanted to stay. But Preet said no. And he said, I play for free. He said, no, you're leaving.
Yeah.
And then in Schalke, he was suspended for, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. He
played for 100,000 euros and he donated the money to charity. Well, no, he got into a fight with somebody. I don't know.
Hmm.
I just, my first thought was, okay, the first training session, he's going to teach them how to throw balls at goalkeepers. Remember that?
It was against Dortmund, I think.
Dortmund.
Bilky. That was awesome.
Bilky. In the face.
Yes. Oh. Side of the head, yeah. That was a nice shot, too.
It's a nice story, and it also goes to the same how they all the moves they've made in the offseason are pretty sensible. And I also think that Carsten Schmidt is really good. Maybe next time we can talk about, I can elaborate on that a bit more.
All right.
That Hertha's, how do you call that? Administration, or that the people behind the team are improving.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Freddy Bobic is going to be really good for us. Uh-oh. I said it.
It's that wood again.
Yep.
119 days. Shit. Since the last recording. Great. So if you like it, you can subscribe. You can comment. You can retweet. You can tell your parents. Tell your grandparents. Tell your grocery guy. He might have a love.
Buy some cotton wool for the ears.
Yeah. And if you want to talk to us, you can send us a message on, what is it again? Mr.
DMTF podcast on Twitter.
Yeah,
and on Instagram, yes. And speakpipe.com/DMTF podcast.
Great.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Have a nice day.
Thank you, everyone.
And you. So,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.